Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Stanzik, we are headed into episode number 33. How about that?
We sure are. Our Patrick Ewing episode. Best number 33.
I would say it's our Tony Dorsett episode.
Ooh, okay? Larry Bird? I'd go Larry Bird, actually.
I would go Shaquille O'Neal.
Scottie Pippen?
I think you win.
I think I'm out, though.
No, you're not. I mean, you're never out. I mean,
I don't think I can think of anymore. I'm sure there's plenty of other people that wore 33, yes, but none that I can think of.
Robert Covington.
Really? You went to Robert Covington? Do you know what team Robert Covington's on right now?
Sixers?
Nah, Timberwolves.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was part of the Jimmy Butler trade.
He was?
Yeah. You know what team Jimmy Butler's on now?
No.
He's on the Heat.
What?
Athletes that connote another profession?
Service.
Dion Waiters. It's 2-on-1 team.
That is amazing.
Karl Malone, the mailman.
Oh, my God. I'm still stuck on Jimmy Buckets. I can't believe he signed with the Heat.
What about Matt Painter, head coach at Purdue?
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. Mini driver. Or Donald Driver.
Yeah, back to an athlete. Well done.
Oh, my God.
Baker Mayfield!
Oh, my God. That's amazing. John Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, even better. Even better. More relevant, younger, bigger sport. No one's ever heard of John Cook. He's a golfer. Cookie Rojas.
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, my God. Cooks. Woo. All right. Anyway, Stanzik, I'm exhausted.
Me too.
All right. So that was a great game. You win. So, Stanzik, weekend observations. We're having the crew back. It's Mike Golic Jr., Mikey C., who's the star of this show, Mikey A., Stanzik, and myself. Stanzik, this is a show we used to do on the weekend, 7 to 9 a.m. It was a football show. ESPN loved it so much, they made it a year-round show. We stopped doing it, me and Mike Golic Jr., because we were just tired of waking up Sundays at 6:30 in the morning. These tend to be the most popular downloads we have on Stupidity. They really do. I mean, people love this group. And I've said this before, chemistry is hard to come by in this business. Mike Golic Jr. and I knew we had it the second we started doing radio together, and that's why we wanted to continue doing it here on Stupidity. I think this is the fourth time, Stanzik, that we've gotten together here.
Yeah, 4.0.
4.0. How would you describe to the audience what they're about to listen to? The dynamic that is Weekend Observations.
It is complete and utter nonsense. Like, we do a lot of nonsense on this podcast. This is like distilled Stupidity. You're not going to get any better Stupidity than this. It's the quintessential episode of Stupidity every time.
This is the dumbest of the dumb?
Yes.
Enjoy. Stupidity! Hello?
All right. Yes.
Hello.
Let's do this.
Hello, Mike Gojo. Hello.
Hey.
I love you.
This guy. Mikey C's scrambling. Mikey A's coming in here.
What does Mikey C? Hold on. Just slow down. Slow the f*** down, man. What is Mikey C scrambling about?
Mikey C currently has zero smoke breaks.
Oh, get the f*** out of here. Tell him he's not allowed into the room until he has one.
Gojo,
you get with that?
Oh, yeah, he's banned.
I like how angry he gets, as if he's the one putting in the work. Like, I lined something up for him today, and then this person who, as I was telling Gojo, this person who Mikey C thinks he is a bigger celebrity than this person, blew Mikey C off and pushed it back to 3:30, and Mikey C's like, I'm f***ing done.
Wait, like, so he has to go record a smoke break at 3:30?
So 3:30 was the time this person said they'll be done with a meeting and could head back this way. So it's a loose 3:30. It's like you saying 3 o'clock.
Right. Well, it's, you know, it would have been 3 o'clock had you not had me do extra work after the show today, you know?
Yeah, but we needed it for this week's episode.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the matter with what we did yesterday, which was athletes that could out penises? I don't understand.
We did do that, yes. Yeah, did you think of anyone better?
Athletes that could what penises?
Connote.
Connote penises.
Connote penises. Oh,
yeah, Luther Head.
Yes.
You're thinking right now, aren't you?
He is.
Scrambling. Oh, shit, it's Mike A.
Is Gojo in deep thought? Wait, hold on. Oh, is Gojo, like, is he in deep thought right now, Stanzik, about athletes that connote penises?
Well, I don't
know. Not really.
I don't know if it connotes penises necessarily, but Houston Nutt is one that comes to mind as far as a coach name.
Mike, just the region. Anything will work.
The,
okay?
the general genitalia region.
Yes. Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, I just say. Any ball. Lonzo Ball, Monty Ball, like, all of the balls.
We are done with the balls, okay? The ball category has been closed, Mike.
Rick D's.
Were you surprised to find out that Nick Saban likes D's nuts jokes?
Oh, man, what a treat.
I would pay good money to hear him do one of those.
Rod Gilmore.
Ooh,
oh,
Rod.
Wow, Rod Gilmore. So you have closed the Rod category.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? That's pretty good. Rod Smith, all the rods are gone, right?
Yeah, rods are off the board.
All right, and so are the balls.
Balls and rods are off the board.
And so are the heads.
So we've lost balls, rods, heads. We need like a shaft.
Yeah, I was thinking of a shaft. There's some Johnsons out there.
Oh, man, yeah.
Ojo.
All the Johnsons.
What about?
I think I threw out to Dick Stockton yesterday.
I am writing this down. The balls have been closed.
Balls are out.
Heads are out.
The nuts are gone, I think.
The nuts are gone.
Mike ended that with Houston
Nut. The dicks are gone.
The Johnsons also.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did we do the bushes yet?
Oh, wow. Reggie. Oh, my God. Wait, so we have rods, too, right?
Yeah.
Those are done.
Yeah.
Those are gone.
Rods are gone.
Okay.
We don't have a good scrotum.
We don't. We need.
Is there a famous scrotes?
I think Dennis Schroeder was the closest I got to scrotum.
Did we have someone else?
Oh, Joe Sakic.
That is amazing. Wow. Is there a sack? Is there a sacks? No, Joe Sakic. That covers it. Sacks are closed.
Sacks are out.
So sacks, nuts, heads, balls, rods, vaginas. What are we doing?
Is there a tip?
Ooh.
Tip O'Neill.
Do you even know who Tip O'Neill was?
I think he was the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, he was. I'm so proud of you.
You guys know that.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yes. Tip O'Neill.
Wow. Tipper Gore is another one.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. I got a classic. Dick Paul.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That closes everything. Close. Well, Dick's already been closed, right? Polls are now closed. Where's Mikey C?
He said something and left. He's all out of sorts.
He's rattled right now.
Is he really? Yeah. Wait, he has no smoke breaks.
Nothing.
But he has one scheduled loosely for 3:30.
Correct.
And is he going to do it live, or like how are we going to do this?
I think. Well, he's escaped the studio to hopefully track down this person. He also got blown off a few weeks ago by our friend Allison Turner.
I heard about that. That's, yes.
And outrage, I'm thinking, he normally gives us 2 smoke breaks. I'm thinking maybe we send him out to the dumpster and call Allison and we do a live smoke break.
Oh, wow. Well, you think Allison would be willing to do that?
I spoke to Allison earlier. I said, keep your phone on and you better answer it. She knows that we're upset with her and I feel like she wants to make it up to us. So I think she'd do it.
Okay. Yeah.
She noticed that. Yeah. You've been a little off to her as well.
Well, listen, that's just her typical. She's insane. You know that, Stanzik, right?
I was going to say dramatic, which I don't know which word would make her more upset.
No, she said, you're mad at me. And I said, what do you mean I'm mad at you? I'm not mad at you. I love you. Like, I'm never mad at you. It's never
she
you.
Told
it's
us
never
you
her.
Hate her.
I told her I'm just disappointed. She said, that's worse. I go,
no, but
I know.
Mikey, she's the type of person. She is trapped in her Jewish mind. Okay. Walks around with this Jewish.
He's allowed.
We all cringe. Just Catholic boys are all like, whoa.
You dropped a hard
RJ on us.
Yeah, it's easy.
I'm sorry. It's funny. We had Charles Barkley on the air once. And for some reason, he thought the word Jew was offensive to people, so he kept spelling it J-E-W. No. Like, threw the whole interview off.
That's more offensive.
Yeah, I'm going to say, honestly, like, what do you think? They're like dogs and they can't spell?
No, it was like Mikey A. was like, he's talking about his friends, his Jewish friends. So we would say, so my J-E-W-I-S-H friend, and Dan and I are looking at each other like, dude.
Hold on, you lost me an eye.
Carry the what now?
I had to butt in. I'm like, Charles, you don't have to spell it out every time. It's okay. He didn't know. He
That's like a parent. You know what? Parents do that. They spell out words that their kids like have heard. You do this,
it's
Mike?
Kids and dogs. I do it all the time. And the funny part is sometimes we spell words that don't need to be.
Right. Like what?
He's not feeling W-E-L-L. And it's like,
you're just used to it.
And it's like, why the f*** did we spell that? The kid knows he doesn't feel well.
He's being a real A-S-S-H-O-L-E today. It's f***ing nuts.
Wait.
Sometimes I spell the wrong word. He's being a real ass H-O-L-E.
A real S-T-I-C-K.
What a f***ing B-I-E-C-E of shit.
You should start talking to your wife like that about other stuff. Like, honey, do you want to go have S-E-X?
Yeah. N-O.
I'm slightly H-A-R-D.
Slightly H-A-R-D. I have a chub.
Yeah. Oh, Nick Chubb.
Yeah. We're back.
Chubb category.
Sorry, Bradley.
So what's left? Scrotum?
Simeon?
Oh, yes, Wade Simeon!
Oh, my God.
Kansas!
Oh, my God.
Had a cup of coffee in the league.
Yes, he did. What is closed? Here's what I have closed. Balls, head, nut.
Sack.
Sack, rods.
Dicks.
Chubbs.
Dicks, chubs, poles, vaginas.
There was a math teacher in my middle school named David Hyman.
Absolutely not. Get out.
No.
You've gone too far.
We're never going to get a scrotum. It's impossible. What's the, like, what, Stanzik, what was the closest you came?
Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder.
Such a stretch.
I know. And we can do better.
Well, Heathcliff
Slocum. Slocum? It sounds dirty.
Yeah. Guys whose names just sound dirty.
Ugith Urbina. Sounds like a venereal disease.
Just names. Mike, just based, Gojo, just based on name alone, you sound dirty.
Yeah. They're all like closers from the 90s.
Rod Beck. He sounds dirty. Yeah, I guess,
he looks dirty. Is he still
I'm on with a visual, though. I mean, you know?
It's all those like German names like Schlossinger and shit like that.
Yes, you're right. Oh, my God. Are we still playing athletes and entertainers who connote private parts?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I feel like we haven't done anything else.
Oh, wait, tips are done, too.
Yeah, tips are out. Yeah, tips
are out. All right, so we get tips.
Boner!
Yeah.
Ricky Bonus. Pitcher for the Brewers, I think. I don't know.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker.
John Painter.
Mike, you're right. Tip O'Neill was the pitcher for the Brewers.
We got two former speakers.
John Painter.
The fact that Stu Gatz pulled the Speaker of the House out of his ass is...
Biggest upset of the day.
Crazy, right?
Ugh.
Oh, my God. This is great. How much is this killing Mikey C to not be a part of any of this right now?
He doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
He has no idea. It's
honest question. How many would Mikey C contribute?
Oh, my God. No, none.
Yeah.
I think like he'd come out with dick butt kiss like 20 minutes into it and be done.
Not bad.
Yeah, no.
I think that he has won the game.
Yep. Down it.
I got dick. I got butt.
What else do you want? Dick and butt.
None of you guys are doing this.
Oh,
man.
Wait a second. So, Stanzik, you have no idea if this 330 is going to come to
fruition. He sent me a photo of the text between him and this person. And this person, let me pull it up.
Gojo, he wants to do this every day. He wants to do it every week. And he's never f***ing prepared. He's got on time.
Evergreen,
he's got one responsibility, man.
He's the first person to reply back on the group text every time we send out the bat signal for this.
He texted this person at 2:51 and said, yo, exclamation point. This person texted back at 2:54. Sorry, had a meeting, be back at 3:30. Mikey C's immediate response to that was JFC.
That's his mating call. Yeah. No exclamation points.
And then Mikey C texted me, I f***ing give up.
Oh my God.
I want to hear it.
He's a broken man.
Yeah, he said, the dude just let me run to the bathroom. And I said, why didn't you wait in the studio? You're going to have to track him down. He said, I was. I even stopped their damn record deck. He ditched me.
Oh,
I said, make it happen.
Are there no shortage of people around there? I mean, like,
I mean, I just walked through the cafeteria here, and there are so many people around here.
Like who, Mike? Like, name just to give a few examples to the audience of like, all Mikey C needs to do is walk through that cafeteria.
All
right?
He needs to do, I didn't even get two steps out of the radio building before I bumped into Woj, who was more than happy to stop and chat for a minute.
Right.
Orlovsky, Diana Rossini was here.
Yep, they're all on campus today. Marcus Spears is on campus all day today.
He actually, Mikey texted me this morning and said, hey, do you know Marcus Spears? I was like, not well, but I have his number. Here it is.
But Golden knows him pretty well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
A reoccurring theme. We're going to, Mike, you and I are going to end up booking his f***ing smoke breaks right now. We're going to end up doing it for him.
By the way, that is what he's been after this entire time. I ran into Mikey in the hallway the other day and I asked him about the smoke breaks and he goes, I feel like I need someone to get these lined up for me. I was like, so you want us to be your guest booker essentially?
Oh,
and he goes, yeah,
strong.
Oh my God. He needs a guest. He needs a personal assistant.
He's
he
back.
Needs a guest.
I'm here. Is my mic on?
You're
why
here.
Unfortunately,
yeah, but
Coachman.
But Mike,
yeah,
you and I, Mike, he's acting like you and I haven't booked all these in the first place. Like we've been booking them for years.
Oh,
smoke
what
break.
Have you guys been booking for me? Oh. Name one guest you've booked for me.
Scott Van Pelt.
No.
Will
no.
Kane.
Scott Van
all of them.
Definitely in my Rolodex.
Mike, let's think back.
Will Kane, maybe. Will Kane. I'll
maybe.
I mean, the only
Marty
person
Smith.
You may have gotten on your own was that lady from the medieval fair.
From the Renaissance fair.
The Renaissance
fair.
He was
selling soap.
Which happened to be the best one, I thought. I mean, it was great.
By far.
It was really good. But, Mike, how many? We booked all of them for him, right? Like,
all
we have.
Well, maybe that's why they're all canceling now.
Like, Mike, who booked Mina? Was that you?
Yeah.
That was
okay.
Not me.
Stanzik, you booked a few, right?
Yeah. I mean, including the one I assume he just did.
Have you done any, Mike?
Yes. I've got one.
You got one.
You got one in the can right now.
Today, the one that I booked for you.
All right, and you know
wait,
who it
you
is.
You haven't done it yet, though.
No, it's done.
Oh, it's done. And then, Mikey, I suggested we do the Allison Turner smoke break live if you're willing to go back to the dumpster and call in.
Mikey's
going to physically need to go back to the dumpster.
It's not a smoke break unless Mikey sees at the dumpster.
Yeah,
oh, it's
but
be.
I mean, like, his body physically needs the nicotine.
Yeah,
it's like a moth to the flame. Yeah. He needs to go back
Will
to the dumpster
it's,
at least
it's
once
attracting
an hour.
Him.
He's
magnetic
pulling me,
Mikey.
Hold on, I can't get this.
The dumpster.
It's me.
The dumpster.
The dumpster.
The dumpster. I'd love to hear a conversation between Mike and the dumpster.
Stu, we need a sports whisperer. The dumpster talking to Mikey. Come back for another one.
Scoured through like security cam footage, at one point you just see Mikey go, no, I hear what you're saying to the dumpster.
Mikey, listen up.
Listen up.
It's the dumpster.
It's f***ing cold out here.
I need some more nicotine. No, you do.
All of a sudden, mid-smoke, he goes, what the f*** do you know anyway?
I am going to put together a full sports whisper dumpster to Mikey C. Do you know who we interviewed, Stanzik?
I do.
Because you booked it, of course.
I think next time, to take all the user error out of this, what we have to do is we have to come up with a list of questions and then make Mikey go out there and read them to himself. He has never seen them before, but he has to interview himself at the dumpster.
Yes, please, man.
With questions he's never seen before.
It's like a let's make a deal for like...
In no way, shape, or form.
It's nothing like that. It's
not even a little
bit. The furthest thing from
Mikey, Mikey, I mean...
It's like that, only opposite.
No, like I go out there and like I don't know who the guest is going to be. And you could say,
you're the guest.
You're the guest.
The dumpster's interviewing you, in theory.
No, I think
Mikey, what does the dumpster sound
like? And I could take the person on in door number one, or I interview the person that comes
in dumpster number one, dumpster number,
two, or dumpster number three. You are playing a different game than the rest of us.
I think that's the story of Mikey's life.
He has been.
But answer Mikey A's question. What does the dumpster sound like? What's it sound like, Mike?
He's walking away. He's nervous.
Oh, is he upset?
Do we have an idea? I want to know what the voice is. The dumpster a female voice to Mikey? It sure is to Mikey, but in real life, it has a male trucker voice.
Is it similar to the Field of Dreams voice?
Is it good in bed?
That was a trash comment.
I mean, it keeps Mikey coming back for more.
Wait, is there
there's a warm hole joke in there somewhere?
Were there any holes in our little list?
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Can we air any of this?
The whole thing. Yeah, we can air all of it.
I question that.
Do you?
I mean, we started with athletes that connote penis and did it for like 20 minutes. Now we're talking about Mikey having sex with a dumpster.
That's the show. What are you going to do? Never know where we're going to go. I mean, hold on. The holes are still open.
They tend to be. I miss Disney.
Oh boy! Oh my God. We were sent some content for this episode a few weeks ago, Stu. I don't know if you remember this.
No, I don't.
I'm sure everyone else does. The subject line from an email we got on August 21st was "Mikey C lost Ryan Leaf."
Oh, that's right. Oh God! Wow, we've got lots of stuff.
I will continue to read. Today, someone entrusted Mikey C to escort Ryan Leaf from the Welcome Center to the radio building for a show he is doing. I have since found out who the person that entrusted Mikey C. Welcome Center called Mikey to notify him Ryan had arrived. Mikey said, quote, "Come on over to building two," completely neglecting his whole purpose in this was to guide Ryan there.
I think the guy knew.
When Ryan didn't show up for a while, Mikey called the Welcome Center and said, and I quote, "Hey, I lost Ryan Leaf." Security said if they find him, they'll send him to the building two loading dock. Their idea, not Mikey's, which is right where the dumpster is. Mikey, again, quoting here, "Then I smoked like three cigarettes out there waiting for him, still didn't show."
No.
I'd guess Ryan Leaf was unaccounted for anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes before he was finally intercepted.
Mikey C's job ever.
It was way longer than 20 to 30 minutes.
So what happened?
It was like an hour and 15, dude.
Well, what happened? I mean,
they asked me if I would, you know, help out Ryan Leaf and set him up to do one of his radio shows in the morning. And I said, sure. And he called me. So Ryan Leaf calls me when he got here. And this is where I was wrong. He says, "Hi, Mike. This is Ryan Leaf." And I said, "Hey, Ryan, come to building two. And I'll meet you there."
Ryan Leaf's
And as I was hanging up, I could kind of tell he was like, you know when you hang up with somebody and you hear them saying, "Hey," you know? I kind of heard that.
Like
as
when
I
you
was
hang
up
on them when they still have something left to say, that's what you've just described. Like when they're saying, "I have no idea where building two is, could you please tell me?"
But and you're trying to absolve yourself. I wasn't able to make out.
Yeah, you can't make it out when you're hanging up the phone, so you don't have to deal with their problems. For the record, my reply to that email was, "Did he get the smoke break?"
Yeah.
That's all that matters, really, in the grand scheme of things.
So I did go out there and smoke like three or four cigarettes waiting for said Ryan Leaf.
The hard life you lead.
Yeah.
But in Rome, I mean.
That's right. And I did call security.
Rome for you is just outside, right?
So, Mikey, your idea of escorting someone, which in most cases it would be go to where that person is and bring them to where they need to go.
I think Mikey's idea of escorting is a little different entirely.
I said building two. They've got numbers on the buildings.
So your idea of escorting this person was, come find me.
Apparently, this guy finds buildings like he finds open receivers because it took him a while to get here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My God, Mike.
You could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, all things considered, yeah, I'm counting our blessings on that one.
Woo! Moving
anyways,
on!
We found him. He did his show. It was all good.
Didn't do a smoke break with him, though, right?
Oh, wait. That just opened a whole new portal. Condoms.
Tom Condon!
Whoa!
Yes!
Anyone with the name Rubber?
Anybody with the name Bag?
Jeff Bagwell.
There you go.
I got Kelly Gruber. former Blue Jay third baseman.
Thanks for clarifying.
No, well, I mean, I figured like someone needed it. Mike A knew who I was talking about. That's about it.
This guy.
I mean, we were talking
that's
about
also Stanzik. We were discussing yesterday. That's the male athlete with a female first name.
Oh, true. Yes. Shannon Sharp is the best one you had. Dana Stubblefield. There were so many.
Kelly Johnson. That does both of them.
Kelly Holcomb.
Kellys are close now.
It all started, we somehow started talking about Daryl Hannah, who's a female actress with a first name Daryl. Yeah. Like, that's just wow. Weird. I said she was pretty handsome. I thought it was an insult. I mean, none of that's going to make the podcast, trust me.
No, yeah.
It might make this podcast. Stupidity.
Is this the Wild Wild West? This stupidity on its own is the Wild Wild West, but is this particular version of stupidity, like, anything goes here, Stanzik? Anything?
I mean, anything's a stretch, but, yeah, you know, within reason.
Everything goes except for the last 30 minutes.
From now on.
All right, let's talk about ZipRecruiter for a minute here. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified candidates. Director of coffee, that sounds like an amazing job, doesn't it, Stanzik?
Yeah.
Director of coffee. I mean, now I want to do athletes that can own coffee.
Isn't there a Paul Coffey hockey player?
There was a Paul Coffey, played for the Edmonton Oilers. How about
yeah,
that?
Is there a Grimes?
I don't know. Brent Grimes?
Oh, is there a Bean? Give me a Dizzy. No,
Butterbean.
Butterbean, yeah.
Boom! So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted a job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is so effective for businesses of all sizes? Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Mikey, hey, how'd we get you out of your board hopping Will Cain show now?
Well, there was actually a fervorous negotiation between Dan Stanzik and Liam.
Right.
They traded a PA and a podcast to be named later in order to free me for an hour from the Will Cain show.
And I'm told there was an add-on to that that I was not made aware of. We're going to have to, you know, ask the commissioner about this, but I think Mike Golick Jr. may have to make an appearance on the Will Cain show as extra compensation.
Yeah, there's a 4:15 Will Cain show appearance that also got thrown into the deal at the last hour.
Today?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Not at all.
You've been there since 4:30 this morning. When you're done with this, you got to do a 4:15 hit on the Will Cain. Holy shit. Sorry, but I'm not.
Mikey C's leaving again. Like, I don't know. Hey, I don't know what's going on.
He's going to talk. I want him to tell the Jonathan Coachman story because it's just so Mikey C.
Oh, that's right. I heard this
I
one.
I want him to tell it because all right. Stu Gotts might be the only person that isn't going to call him a bad person because of this.
Okay, well, so
anything with Coachman, Stu Gotts is a little on edge anyway. So
I'm totally on edge. But wait, you want Mikey C to tell the story?
Well,
the best is
how he tells it versus how it happened.
Okay, so we'll have him tell the story. He's gone right now, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
Can we send Mikey C through the cafeteria right now just to do, like, is there an idea here where he's pitching smoke breaks, but he's on the phone and we can hear it live? I want to hear him pitch, you know?
Oh, pitch. You know what he needs to do is he needs to have his phone on record, but not tell people.
Okay.
And go through and do that, which is definitely some sort of violation of privacy, and we probably couldn't air it.
Well,
but
Stanzik, I think this law came up with Stanzik, I'm going to take some credit on it, though.
Sure.
No, I wasn't. Came up with the best idea was he's got to get Pitaro, because once you get Pitaro, then you can tell everybody I got Pitaro.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Where the Golden Goose, no. Yeah.
Right, but by Mikey C getting Pitaro, you're asking me to go get Jimmy Pitaro.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where I was headed with that.
Okay. Yeah. I am I'm going to make this happen.
Also ask him for a raise for me while you're at it.
For you?
Yeah.
Just you, though.
Jimmy, baby.
Contract's up in February.
Jimmy, baby.
Jimmy, baby, call me. Deal's up in February. What are we doing?
Crazy. I think we can have Mikey C go through the cafeteria and like with his phone.
I won't talk to anyone though.
What are you talking about, Mikey C? I want to hear you pitch some smoke breaks so we get some locked up, you know, for future.
If I was good at that, then I would have smoke breaks. But that's obviously what I'm not good at.
Well, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear just how bad you are.
Yeah, we kind of want to hear
yeah.
that.
It's either that or I want you to start at the edge of the radio building, so right by that college football hallway, and light one cigarette and walk through as much of the calf as you can smoking that cigarette before security asks you to leave.
That's fair. That's a good. Can you do it, Mike?
I wouldn't waste the cigarette.
Mikey C, what's going on with you?
Mikey, do you have low T today? What's going on?
Yeah. I'm a little bit. You'll hear in the smoke break. I was way off my game today.
Oh wow.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That means it's going to be good.
I'm so excited. I was super rattled. It's like
Mikey C. I wouldn't air it if you told me you were on your game.
I don't think we've ever aired one where you've been on your game.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't mix it down. I got to do all the work again.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it if you want me to do
what
it.
What the dude?
It's unbelievable.
It's three buttons you have to hit.
I love how he's telling you that as he won't do it.
I would do it right now, but this damn computer's not working. It's just
the computer's not working.
A comedy of errors around
a
here.
A good craftsman always blames his tools, Mikey.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
I play a lot of shitty golf. Break a lot of clubs.
Can we ask Stu about my whole thing with Coach, though?
Yes, oh, please. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
He might be on my side with this.
I'm sure
go
he
ahead,
will.
Tell the Coachman story. Stan, to continue to think of a cafeteria idea, or just I like Golic's idea of him smoking for as long as he can until someone does something.
Get fired. But, all right. So, anyways. So,
and we have to talk. Hold on, Mikey C. Before you start, we have to at some point, guys. Remind me, please, because we have to get to Mikey C. washing his car. Go ahead, Mikey C.
What shirtless?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know, but Jonathan Coachman is the voice of. Yeah, Jonathan Coachman is the voice of the new Madden game, the new Madden video game.
Right.
And I was playing. I love a great game and everything. So I was hoping that maybe. If I sent Coach a nice message or so, then maybe I could get a free video game out of it. So I sent him.
God, you're skipping so much, and I love it.
What
Mikey, hey, please fill in the gaps.
I want his version first, and then I'll fill in the blanks.
Okay, perfect. Well, no, let's just do it this way. Mikey C's story, and then Mikey A, the real story. Okay, go ahead, Mikey C.
So I said to Coach, I said, hey, Coach, been playing the new Madden game. You sound great. And he responds, hey, Mikey, nice to hear from you. Thanks. I go, hey, any chance you got any free copies? And he writes back, no, sorry, they don't give me any free ones.
The lie detector test determined that is a lie.
So here's what really happened. Okay, we're sitting around, and he goes, "F***ing Coachman, what a cheap bastard!" And I'm like, "What happened?" So he tells me the story, and I was like, "Wait a second." Coachman was laid off, okay? He was laid off in part of one of the big ESPN. You did know that, okay? And I said, Mikey, when was the last time you talked to Coachman? He's like, I don't know, when we worked together. I said, so when he got laid off, you didn't say, hey, man, I'm sorry to see you go. No. Should I have? And I... Well, you can't not say something like that, and then all of a sudden, especially with a guy who's definitely going to be, I'm writing everybody's name down, who kicked me when I'm down, and then go ask him for a free copy of Madden because he's back on top.
I sent him a message asking for a free copy. That's staying in touch.
Well, Mikey, see, here's where you lost him. You lost him by saying your voice sounds great. Like, he knew what was coming. You were buttering him up with compliments. And for next time, just so you know, there's got to be some separation where you're just checking in with him, the family, okay?
Yes.
Then you wait a week, and then you go in for the game, you know?
Coach!
I thought the separation was waiting
hey,
for
man,
him to respond.
I was just thinking about you. Remember that time we did that show and that happened? That was really funny. Yes. Anyway, man, hope you're good. A week later, hey, I just heard this, made me think of you, by the way. That's awesome. Okay. A week later, hey, I'm playing the new Madden game.
Correct.
Didn't know you were the voice on there.
Correct.
You gotta butter it up. You just went from you know, you basically gave him the you up text.
No, well, his butter was so transparent. It wasn't genuine, and Coachman knew it. That's it.
It wasn't even butter. It was lube.
But the best part was he's sitting there cursing Coachman out for like 2 weeks because he didn't get a free copy of Madden from a guy he couldn't bother to text after he got laid off.
I mean, Mikey,
how often
you're
stay in touch with people that, you know, have different jobs, you know, and leave and go to other places?
But Mikey, see, did you think you were going to tell that story and I was going to agree with you?
You would agree that there was nothing wrong with asking him for a free copy of a video game.
No, there's nothing wrong with asking him. It's the sequence.
How you did it.
Yes, it's how you go about asking. And that's what that's what we're all trying to tell you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're bad.
I can't disagree because
you did it in
no.
The second text.
And we're wondering why you can't get a smoke break.
Mikey, you're those guys whose screen grabs on dating apps get blasted out on the internet.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah. I'd like to see those, Mikey.
Oh, God.
Hey, how are you? Sex?
Hey, what? I read your profile. I, too, have read Of Mice and Men. Sex?
Now, Gojo, you're forgetting about his mating call. It's yo! Exclamation point.
Yo!
I do always wonder, because whenever I do get, like, a response on those dating apps, usually one of my first responses is, where do you live?
Because
you never know, they could be like 80 miles away. What's the point of, if someone's not close by, you want to know that they live in your vicinity. And I think it comes across in a creepy way because I've gotten a lot of non-responses after that.
Yeah, yes, it comes across in a creepy way because while she might live far away, you might be a serial killer to her.
So how do you establish if this is somebody in your dating vicinity without saying, where do you live?
I think the dating apps, you can put in a vicinity, Mike.
Yeah, but those are never correct. You know that. Well, maybe you don't know that. But if somebody, people that use the dating apps know that that's never correct. They could say that they're 2 miles away from you and they actually live like 4 states away.
Quick question. Where do you live and do you live alone?
Do you lock your doors at night?
Is there good tree cover from your backyard?
Where's the cord for your phone line on the outside of the house?
Are you guys doing your generic white guy voice? Because they're excellent.
A little bit.
Clearly. Yes.
Oh, I've spent 30 years crafting it, Stanzik.
Are you 30 yet? Did we miss this?
Next weekend.
Oh, whoa! What are we doing for Golden Jr.?
I don't think you're invited, Mike.
What are we doing?
I'm pretty sure none of this running.
Me and Coachman are going to play Madden.
Me and Coachman are going to play Madden on a free copy he gave me.
Guys, we got to get Mikey, Mike Golden Jr. a birthday present, man.
I think we should get him a smoke break.
You want me to wash your car for you? I'll wash it.
Oh, dear God. Please, no.
And bruise.
If I'm going to puke on my birthday, I want to do it for fun reasons. Wait, I'm watching Mikey wash my car.
Mike, it just dawned. This is weekend observations, by the way.
That normally comes at about the half hour mark.
It's a show we used to do on weekends during football season. Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. And they liked it so much, they made it a year-round show. And then Mike and I got tired of waking up at 6:30 on a Sunday morning, and we decided to peg it. And now we do it once in a while, on Stupidity. Mikey A, Mikey C, Mike Golic Jr., Stanzik. Why am I getting all professional? But Golic, it just dawned on me, it's your birthday. The best episode of this show we ever had was on your birthday, wasn't it? Because you missed the show that day. Was that your birthday?
No, that was Prim's wedding.
Okay.
I saw the Facebook reminder, you know, pictures come up recently of that.
Every year it comes up, and every year everyone starts commenting about how I got so drunk I missed the show online, where my bosses can clearly see it. I'd like them to not remind them of that. It's contract.
Greg Shaheen, the best one.
If you think back to it at the time, like if we were placing odds on who was most likely to miss a Sunday morning show, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Stugatz or Mike Golic Jr., no one's taking Mike Golic Jr., right?
Nobody.
Everyone's betting on me, right?
Yeah.
Unless Mikey sees
them. Mikey sees, yeah.
Golic Jr., close second. No.
The best was I took over the show, you know, after a few iterations of other producers, and by week 3 I learned if you don't hear from Stugatz, the show started at 7. You didn't hear from him at 6:59 when he turned on his machine and said, you, then you were in trouble.
It was a rough time in our lives, man. Both of us.
Getting yelled at by Abby.
Oh, my God. I was on the bat mitzvah circuit.
I still try to keep that tradition alive on Sunday mornings because Mike and I still work it. And I
you
come
have
in
not
and
shown up before 7 o'clock.
No, but I'll come in and I'll give the
That was more Golic. Golic was the
Does like some remnants of smoke come out of your mouth when you do that?
Usually.
Mike, you burp and smoke comes out, right? Like it happens.
That would be a talent that
he's
I wish
like the
I had.
Kid from Charlie Brown. There's just that hover of smoke around him.
Mikey's dandruff is ash.
I tell you what, you guys talked about me washing my car. Boy, black car, they look really nice when they're clean, but I mean, they pick up ash like so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Wait, so Mikey, we're thinking there might be a new there might be a new feature here on the show, okay? Where you know how people come to your work and they wash cars, okay? I want you to set up shop in the parking lot in Bristol and wash people's car, okay? Can you do that?
I suppose if they let me sit, you know, give me a hose and a bucket.
We'll get
hose,
you the
anybody hose? Hosier?
I was going to say Hosmer.
You think you got? I think your like vision of Bristol is a lot more unbuttoned than you think it is. Really is up here, Stu. Do you think like I could just, you know, wash cars out there in the parking lot and walk through the halls smoking cigarettes and stuff?
I mean, I don't think that.
A little bit more professional.
Has anybody told you you can't?
Yeah,
Mikey. I mean, you'll do anything to get on the air, and so this is another opportunity for another feature for you, Mikey C. Car. Mikey A, what were you saying? What's the air freshener that Mikey C would put in your car after he's done watching it?
Stale cigarette?
I think he would just light up a cigarette. Once he's done washing it, he smokes right in your car.
He smokes right in there.
Ah, it smells great.
Relax,
in here.
I'm almost done.
You had like a crackhead or something in your car one time smoking, right, Stu?
I did. Yeah. I came out of the old Miami Arena where the Heat used to play way back. This is Tim Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning years. And so I came. And so afterwards, there was like a VIP area and I was hanging out and having a few drinks. And I came out and there's no cars in the parking lot. And I could see at the time I had the Acura Integra, that car. Mm. And from a distance, I could see that there were two guys in and around my car. And as I got closer, I got a little bit more nervous because I realized what they were doing in my car was smoking crack. And so I called the cops. The cops came. They arrested the guys. And then I got in my Acura and I drove home with two broken windows and a crack pipe that was left under the seat. So it's still there.
And a note signed, "Thanks for the F-Shack," signed Dirty Mike and the Boys. Sorry about the stains.
Yeah. Mikey C was one of those two guys.
Yeah, and, I'm sure that's just...
And that man smoking crack was Mikey C.
I would have left cigarette butts.
Mikey C, that was good of you, remembering that I had crackheads in my car. You guys want some DMs from Mike C?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Wait, I like Mike C, too. The idea of Mike C being his, like, somehow serious alter ego.
It's like Family Matters, Stefan instead of Steve Urkel.
DMs from Mike C.
All right. So a while back when we were doing the show, we just decided to have Mikey C send me whatever's on his mind via tweet, direct message. And he hasn't stopped since.
Have you ever responded?
Nope.
No, good.
Not on DM.
Nope. Not a Mike, do I ever respond, Mikey C?
No, not yet. Nope. Nope.
All right, I guess this is from the last stupidity we did, guys. Are you going to plug the latest stupidity or what? The show is 2 hours old. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, that was, yeah, that was today. You know, or that wasn't today, but today you guys plugged the new stupidity, and you mentioned C.J. McCollum. You didn't mention anything about
that's because this is airing next week, Mike.
This is not airing.
A lot of tension. Wow.
That's a running eye.
Holy shit.
Like you say, it's airing next week. Stanzik, is this airing next week or this week?
Next week. All right, you got to pass on that one.
I'm the Kidney Stone King, not Vic Fangio.
Oh, yeah, Vic Fangio with his kidney stone. You remember that in the preseason game? I'm a big guy. I'll coach all hopped up on pain meds.
But it's weird that you would be upset about it.
Like, I'm the Kidney Stone King.
Not Vic freaking Fangio. Here
put it on his tombstone.
Yeah. Why should I care who Roy thinks will win the Super Bowl? I mean, what are we doing here? That's his new yeah. punctuation line. I mean, what are we doing here?
I think you should take it. It kind of works.
Yes, Stu.
What are we doing here? Jeez.
That sounds right up your alley, Stu.
Yeah.
I get the show, and I don't know what you guys were doing there, but that was the worst interview ever.
Oh, God.
Dan must have did it with a celebrity. Yeah.
This is going back. Mikey, do you remember what this was? Because this was pretty recent.
Oh, you guys have done some pretty bad ones recently.
Have you done any recently? Like,
I just listening to Mike Ryan bitch ago. Right?
Listening to Mike Ryan bitch about Taco Bell makes me wish I worked there so I wouldn't have to listen to him.
Oh my God. And I was sitting there wishing I had Taco
Bell. That's actually a funny one. All right, you want to get to a
smoke break?
Yeah, let's do it. I got to, produce this live, of course.
Do it live!
All right, here's the smoke break. Let's do
this. All right,
what
are we doing here? All right, so who wants to set it up? Who's setting it up?
I think we just play it, and it speaks for itself.
Yeah, I was not at the top of my game, remember.
I'm so excited.
You never are. All right, everyone wondering out there, we came up with an idea. Mikey C used to go outside during segments and smoke cigarettes, and so we just figured to keep him out there and let him hang out by the dumpster, and if he's going to be out there, we might as well have him work. And so he would interview people at the dumpster in the Bristol parking lot. It's called Smoke Break with Mikey C. They're never good, which means they're always amazing.
And now it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
There you go.
Welcome to a new edition of Smoke Break with Mikey C. I'm your host, Outsider Mikey C, over the dumpster. And I'm being joined, I guess, apparently again. You said we did this before.
Yeah, 4 years ago, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
4 years ago, well.
My only two-time guest.
You almost blew me off this time again.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, Stanford's
team. You take 27 cigarette breaks a day. What do you mean? You can't take one? It's got to be a certain one?
Well, if you don't know from the voice, it's Stanford Steve from the Stanford Steve and the Bear podcast, right? Or is it the Bear and Pat? Okay.
No,
you got Todd Billen?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And, of course, from SBP's Sports Center, Stanford Steve, of course, was on the very popular show SBP and Russillo that a lot of shows have kind of taken their, copies of. But, anyways, I wanted to talk to you about betting. I heard you got something going on with Stugatz, kind of indirectly. Something like he's going to be betting against you this year. And I guess if he wins, then he's going to be on game day. When was the last time you had a losing season?
Never. I started doing the podcast, we've been pretty successful. I don't know what Stugatz is doing. I think the Bear went on his podcast and Stugatz was saying that we stink and we can't make picks and he's better.
Wow.
I don't know. I went 6-0-1 last week, so I don't know what he's got in store for us. But if he's got any problems, I'm always right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whoa. Right. Anytime.
I had to throw down.
So my man, Stugatz. I love that guy.
Yeah, and he's throwing out these
betting
things.
Are you taller than him?
Stu, it's pretty close, but yeah, I think so.
Sounds like a no.
I'm taller than Stu. Where are you going with this?
I'm just wondering.
All right, I know. I want to talk about betting here.
All right.
I bet you I'm taller than Stugatz. And I also bet.
I'll bet you that.
You want to bet?
Yeah. I'll bet you that. He's taller than you.
All right, $5. Next time, Stu's going to be up here in October.
Perfect.
All right.
I'll come for the measuring.
For the measuring?
Yeah.
All right. What else do I want to talk about? All right, so...
You bet on video games?
How do you bet on video games? That's been my thing, video games.
You talk to, like, strangers and you bet them. Like, you play with them.
Oh, like in Fortnite. Like, yeah. I'll bet you that I got...
You good in Fortnite? Probably not.
Man, yeah. There's these kids that are, like, way better. They spend all day, you know.
You don't have all day. You got to go to work.
If it wasn't for work, I probably would be pretty good at Fortnite.
Don't even say that.
How many sick days you use already this year?
Probably, like, 5.
Okay, you're not out yet.
No, I got some left.
Saving them for football season. Smart.
Yeah. Those Sundays off. What else is going on in your life? Because I'm all messed up.
Yeah, you lost it. You want to talk about gambling and nothing.
What is he going to talk about?
Beard.
Yeah, how's the hair looking? Because you used to...
Did you put stuff in it?
Yeah, I got the sprinkles that make it thicken.
I can see that spray stuff in there.
It's not spray, it's sprinkles.
Good thing we're not on TV anymore.
Really? Cameras I think would I would look. I would kill on TV right now.
Cameras would pick up that, that substance in your... Oh, God. What's on your head?
It's called Topics.
Okay.
They have it in the makeup room.
Oh. Look at me. I look like I use product?
No, but, I mean, if you knew about this stuff, probably you would be able to go on a couple... When did you go bald?
High school.
You went in high school?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, at least you got the head for it, man. I got all knots in my head and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I saw those.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, it's Stanford Steve and the Bear Podcast. You want to download them and listen, because if, I guess if Steve sucks this year, then maybe he's still good on game day.
I don't care.
But it's probably not going to happen because you haven't lost in a while. All right.
Have a good smoke, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, I told you I was a little bit flustered.
A little bit?
Did you ask a question?
Stanford you Steve started ended up eight questions you. And never finished one.
No, Gojo, Stanford Steve ended up interviewing. He bailed you out because he started asking the questions. He interviewed you.
He didn't even ask questions. Mikey said, I want to talk about gambling. And then Stanford Steve just proceeded to shit on all of Mikey C's appearance.
That's some great questions. Is Stanzik even, like, you know, prepped me with some stuff?
I did all the work for you. I know.
And so did Stanford Steve.
And then he bogarted my interview.
Is that a pun?
He actually used that word correctly.
Yeah.
You don't hear it too often, but.
Very impressive, Mikey.
Mikey can get that right, but he can't remember the Stanzik prepared questions for Stanford Steve. A guy who, by the way, it's not like Mikey was interviewing Jimmy Pitaro. You've known Steve for how long at this point?
We used to work together every day.
Yeah.
For years.
During well, why couldn't you just have a natural conversation with him? So awkward.
Or anybody. You treated Steve like you were talking to the girls in your dating app. I want to talk to you about gambling. Where do you live?
We abandoned the generic white guy voice?
Yeah. That was a lot creepier.
Oh, my God. What was in your hair, by the way?
It's called Topics. It's great stuff.
Gojo, you seemed, I heard a gasp when Stanford Steve said he went bald in high school.
I mean, listen, judge, lest not ye be judged, but I mean, I at least waited till college.
30th birthday. Mikey, see, that was excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
But it was excellent.
Thank you.
Somehow good job, Stan.
Mikey C is the Lane Kiffin of this podcast.
What are we going to get Mike for his 30th birthday, guys? Seriously.
What do we get the guy that has everything?
Talk about it right in front of him. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Mikey, what do you get the guy that has everything?
Listen, we got to come up with a gift for him, okay? We got to get him something. I'll pay for it, but we got to come up with a gift.
I'll end up paying for it.
I know. Yeah. Come on.
I'll send Xbox, you. I'll reimburse
I'll pay for it.
Well, if Gojo picks.
Stu's going to buy it on his corp card. Jimmy, baby.
You bet your ass I am. Mike, do you remember the Crusade? Who was the running back? Who was the college football player that Mikey C hated? Do you remember?
Leonard Fournette.
Oh, that's right.
That choke artist. Do it against Bama.
Man.
Wait, Mikey, what's been your impression of Leonard Fournette's pro career? Had the whole spat with Coughlin last year?
Oh, spat with Coughlin. He's always hurt. Jeez, what the hell? And he's on my fantasy team this year. I got stuck with him. Actually, he's been playing pretty decent. But...
You got stuck with him. You chose him.
Yeah, it was either that or, like, freaking, I don't know. The guy in the 49ers, Coleman there.
Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Coleman, thank you.
Aren't you a 49ers fan?
Yeah, and what? I know enough not to take Tevin Coleman because I'm
Mikey,
a 49ers fan.
How are you
fan.
A 49ers fan?
Joe Montana was like my idol growing up.
Because he was born in 49, I think.
No, I had like a Joe Montana poster and everything. Yeah, that's how.
But where'd you grow up, Mike?
Oh, here, but.
Would have taken you more for a Namath guy.
Exactly.
Smoking Joe?
Smoking Joe.
Who would be Jeff Smoker?
Montana was Joe Cool.
You're more of a Joe Camel guy.
Is that- oh, God. Now I just want to do athletes that can know nicotine.
Cigarettes.
Arthur Mary Ashe.
Butts.
Oh, Arthur Ashe. You've hit Mikey's wheelhouse now. Step back and let Mikey take this topic
He's
for
been
a spin.
Waiting for this game his entire life, Kojo.
Quincy Doobie.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
All right, hold on.
Brian Burns.
Hold on. Balls, head, nut, sack. Okay, those are all done. All right, what do we have on the cigarette phone? Tip O'Neill.
gives a whole new meaning to match play.
All right, Blunt is closed.
Al Leiter.
Al Leiter. Oh, well done.
Good pull.
Good pull. Hey, oh.
You guys named that Michigan tight end. What was his name? Butts there?
Jake Butts.
I closed Butts, Butts with yeah, Marion. Jake
I
Butts.
I heard of Butts somewhere.
Is there Billy Packer?
Oh.
Fred Carton.
Carton.
So, Stu, you're going to be up in Bristol next month?
Mikey C, look at you. That's the first professional thing you have done.
Well, no, I guess I'm going to be able to come in and do some extra work with you and everything, I was
so
told.
We are, listen,
smoke
this
break
is,
with Stugatz.
This is,
yeah.
Yes, I'm not available.
Nice. I'll get Golic to book it.
Mikey's got to go outside of the dumpster and call into the show and interview Stugatz on the show.
Gojo's going to book me. Stance is going to write the questions for Mikey C.
I'll get
me.
You Billy Gill,
I'll do
too.
The editing.
Yeah, I think Billy's supposed to be up here with you. Yeah.
Yeah, this is exciting, seriously, because this little weekend show that we did years ago from 7 to 9 a.m. that Mike Golic Jr. missed after a wedding, that we all love doing because we enjoy each other's company. I mean, you guys make me smile. You just make me laugh. You make me happy.
Don't get
you have
sappy
the same
here
effect on me as Greg Cody does.
You
really do.
When you come up next month, can we get a live in person on location?
I'm going to make it better for you guys. All Levitard right is off, okay? And so I'm coming up there for 4 days, and we're going to do this show. Like, listen, thank Mike Golic Jr. for this because he's double dipping here. Okay, he's going to do his show, and then he's going to stick around, and we're going to bring weekend observations from Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. years ago to this podcast. We're going to bring it to a major platform on ESPN.
Wow.
We're going to bring it to
all
of you, including Stanzik, 10 to 1.
I'm nervous.
I wish you could see Stanzik's face when you were saying all that. It was a deep sigh became a human being.
All right, we've done how many shows before? We could
Mike,
do
you realize how much editing goes into this podcast? We started with 30 minutes of athletes that connote penis.
Keep it all in. All of it.
Well, now you didn't ruin this. Now we could have used this.
What?
All of it. We did that?
We just go deep.
Baby.
I'm selfish, but I asked Mike Golic Jr., and I know he's got to run here. I can only get him to do one show. I don't want Mike to do more than one. I mean, I prefer him to do all four shows with me, but that is suicidal. So we're just going to do one show. Is that it, Gojo?
That's what we've got on the books for right now, Stugatz.
Well, okay, one with Gojo. I'll be here for all the shows, I guess.
Well, yes, you will be here for all the shows.
I do it on the day where Mikey has to come in on his day off.
I requested Mikey C as the board op for all shows. Mikey A, I've requested that you be around the show. Yes, Gojo has one full show, and then he can be around it for as much or as little as he wants. And Stanzik, I don't know what Stanzik wants to do.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
He seems nervous.
Yeah.
You just pull up a chair. Right in here with me, big guy.
Man, I mean.
And he should be, because honestly, like, I'm sitting here right now, and this is like a preview of like the stuff that I know we can't say on there, but I was looking up at the Daniel Jones press conference right now, and
Danny
I realized
Dimes.
Daniel Jones looks like edit cut it out. It's the bottom of it.